broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April 6th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a serious situation in America. But a lot of people want you to believe it's negative and that there's just no way to do anything about it, no way to fix it. Don't vote. Don't get involved. You can't do any good. I want to tell you, unequivocally, that is a lie. Do not fall for the lie. Believe in truth. Believe in freedom. Believe in God. And believe that we can be empowered. What it takes is a good, honest, moral people. What it takes is using the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers to restore the republic. We don't need a revolution, folks. And I want to talk about that a little bit more as the broadcast unfolds today. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth certainly is in order. And we'll get into that, because I believe that there's a group of patriots out there that are absolutely hostile to freedom. I know you're thinking, what, Sam? Patriots? Hostile to freedom? Patriots aren't hostile to freedom, Sam. They're for freedom. I get what you're saying, but I also maintain what I'm telling you is true. Liberty Roundtable Live, brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, think thepowermall.com. To place an order with the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. They got a new book out, Quiet Title, War Manual by Dave Krieger. All right. They got American Herb Spice, Hemp and All Products, Jeb and the Bush Crime Family, The Inside Story, new book, Planet Rothschilds, The Forbidden History of the New World Order, Chewable Vitamin C from Carlson Labs, New Oregon Trails, Green Pea Soup. They got a new dandelion blend, coffee alternative. I like that. You got Joyce's No Chicken Broth Recipe. In other words, in the place of chicken is the point, right? All right. You got a one pound bag of No Chicken Broth. In other words, you can use it in the place of chicken wherever you are. Good stuff. Hemp and All Products, American Herb Spice. All right. All kinds of spices and herbs. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you, thepowermall.com. You got Living Stream probiotics products. You got Strawbell Gardens. All kinds of cool stuff. You got a silent enemy, environmental illness. One woman's search for a cure. You got conservative revolution, why we must form a third party. Yeah, that's what you got to do to win it. Anyway, thepowermall.com. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. All right, now, yesterday we talked about Ted Cruz flatly denies infidelity allegations. He says, I've always been faithful to my wife. And I'm telling you right now, the mainstream press making these allegations, they need to come up with facts or quit abusing Ted. Now, I'm not defending Ted Cruz because I don't believe he should be president. He's not even constitutionally qualified to serve, in my opinion. His Canadian citizenship is a problem. His father's Cuban problem. So no doubt he's not qualified. But nevertheless, let's find out the truth about his infidelities, or let's drop it. That's kind of my problem with the people are innocent until proven guilty in America. Now, I know listeners email me and say, now we're guilty in America, Sam. This is the negativity I'm talking about. I understand that we don't have as much freedom as we once had because we're an immoral people. I understand that we don't know how to jealously guard our liberties because we don't understand constitutional principles. I understand that we're losing freedoms because Americans are indoctrinated their whole lives in government schools. Okay, I get all that. But I also get that we are the freest country on the face of the earth still. And bar none, we have more freedoms than anybody else. And somebody would go, no, Sam, there's a worldwide index of freedom, and you're not as free as other countries. In fact, you slipped way down to 23rd or 54th or whatever number you use. And my response is, yeah, but they don't have the seeds for solutions that we have. They don't have the checks and balances. They don't have the method of restoration that is available because of our founding fathers' blood, sweat, and tears, okay? There's a huge difference. Don't forget it. Now, it's either Cruz, Trump, or the people revolt, says Ted Cruz. Now, he doesn't get beat up for saying that, but when the Donald says there's going to be a riot if they mess with the conventions, everybody attacks him. See, why that difference? And the answer, because Cruz is just as much of an insider as is Donald and everybody else. Trump and Cruz are pushing John Kasich to exit the GOP primary race. He came in third last night. We'll get to that, but what's fascinating is he's not leaving the race at all, he says. Not even maybe. Americans aren't even likely to vote in 2016. People say they're so disenchanted. And then the bureaucrats and insiders run around and go, I don't see why everybody's so frustrated. I don't understand it. Well, get a clue, folks. People don't believe America is working the way it's supposed to. That's why. Pat Buchanan wrote an article called What Trump Has Wrought. And the answer is nationalism. Bringing back a care for this country. Some would say isolationist, but I don't agree. More of an idea that we got to take care of America first idea. And that, you know what, we're not trying to down anybody else, but how are we going to take care of anybody else if we lose all of our resources? What we need to do is take care of ourselves so that we can take care of others. But we need to lead by making sure that the home is doing well. And I agree, for the most part, with Pat Buchanan and Donald Trump on that reality. Pat Buchanan also said, delegate for Ted Cruz and Donald Trump must unite to exclude the establishment, Breitbart. Now, again, I don't agree with Buchanan on that. I don't think Trump or Cruz should be president. But you know what? They're saying if you want to stop the mainstream establishment, you got to stop them by uniting Cruz and Trump delegates. That's what Buchanan thinks. Donald Trump should stand tough on the real war on women. Trisha Erickson writes that, and boy, do I agree with her. The real women is this murder going on with their unborn. Indoctrinating women that, man, they got to be sexually free and then murder the consequences of their actions. And somehow that's freeing women. That's a lie, folks. According to Mrs. Clinton, the unborn person does not have constitutional rights. Now, both sides are beating her up on this. The pro-life folks say, well, you know what? She got something right. The baby is a person. The pro-death people don't want to call it a person because that's where they get in trouble because, well, the U.S. Constitution explicitly recognizes the right to life of all persons within the country. This is one of the reasons why the pro-abortion groups don't want to call it a person, see? But anyway, so she said person, so the pro-death people are getting after her. But she said that that person does not have constitutional rights, so the pro-life people are getting after her. Well, that's what happens when you're super ignorant, folks. New York and California both raised the minimum wage to $15 per hour by 2022. Yeah, there's caveats. But when you start forcing wages to go up, at some point, there's going to be an absolute huge... Everybody's going to robots, folks, when this happens. Keep an eye on the ball. They think it's going to be good, but it's going to be horrible. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. Second hour, we had our guest on, Mr. Patrick Simmons, National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation, righttowork.org. National Right to Work Foundation released a statement on deadlocked Supreme Court. It's a Friedrichs' ruling. A 4-4 decision leaves public sector union officials forced dues powers in place. See, everybody's fine with unions, folks. That does help with the balance of power between employers and employees. The problem is when you have forced unions, when you have bureaucrats in bed with government at the highest levels of unions, not representing the people at all, but forcing people to pay whether they agree or disagree, and forcing people into unions whether they want to be part of them or not is the problem. This force issue we reject. What about a Judge Andrew Napolitano / Tom Woods third-party presidential opportunity, huh? That was my proposal yesterday. That'd be phenomenal, wouldn't it? I also mentioned that even a Ben Carson Rand Paul ticket would be better than what we've got by far. Who would you recommend should be the president and vice presidential opportunities? And should it be third party or what? I'd love to hear from you. Sam, LibertyRoundtable.com, or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or you can dial 866-986-NEWS. Would love to hear from you. CBS sued over Judge Judy's $47 million a year salary. People are saying, man, why should we all suffer because of Judge Judy? The battle rages on, and that's a recap of the broadcast that took place Friday. Kirk Crosby still on the road with family, but he's on the radio with us, faithful as can be. We'll get to him in just seconds. You ought to say buenos dias, though. Hi, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Stan.
You're very welcome, sir. Quick pause, straight to the news in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable on your favorite News the Network refuse to use talk station.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Do you want to fix America's police and take the country back in the process? If you answered yes, then CSPOA needs you. CSPOA.org, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, is an organization comprised of citizens, sheriffs, police, and other government officials. We are taking America back sheriff by sheriff, county by county, and state by state. And we need you. Over 300 sheriffs constitutionally trained, we teach public servants the Constitution and need your help. Become a part of the solution today at CSPOA.org. Are you a business owner who offers high-quality products, services, or solutions? Do you love America and want your business to support a freedom-loving cause that will help defend the Constitution? Well, if the above describes your company, then I want to connect you with my loyal and like-minded listeners. Contact me at RestoreTheRepublicShow.com, and I will personally consult with you to build a sponsorship package that will grow your business. Support a message of freedom and become a sponsor of the Restore the Republic Show today. Together, we will restore the Republic.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live, Sam and Kurt. This segment of Liberty Roundtable brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Listener TZ emails in and says this, Kurt. It is getting close to the point where a restoration would be a revolution. We still have both speech and guns in the hands of individuals. That is why we are free regardless of any index. There's still the tacit consent of the governed. I agree with him, Kurt, and I think that's why we're not justified in any actions that go out of bounds is the best way for me to describe it. In other words, we cannot move ahead of where the ball really is, folks. The reality is we still have peaceful means. As long as we have guns and free speech, we can educate and we can stop tyranny. And yes, things are getting bad, but enough Americans are still giving their consent. Okay, you know that Americans wouldn't be giving their consent when we start electing people that really believe in the Constitution. When we start electing, I mean, we could take one third of Congress and kick them out every 2 years if we wanted. And you could say, Sam, there's just, I mean, it's too expensive. There's no money. There's no way to get that done. There's vote fraud everywhere. It's not possible. And my response is, you're wrong. It is possible. We did it in Utah. All right, we had Senator Bob Bennett in office, and the people just rose up and said, we're sick of him, and he's gone. Now, you can debate how much better Mike Lee is. I think Mike Lee's quite a bit better, personally. Is he as constitutional as Kirk Crosby would be? Not even close. But is he doing a great job compared to Bennett? Yes, he is. Does he get a lot of flaws and issues? Well, there's debates about that. You know, the problem is, how do you unwind this big, huge, mammoth problem we've got going? And do you just be a yes man or a no man? Or what do you do to solve some of these problems? Do you try to compromise and work out things? That's kind of the issue. But I agree with Thomas that, you know what, we're getting close to a revolution. Not because we need to, but because we don't know where to turn for solutions. Kurt, that's one of my big points, is that I'm convinced people aren't doing the things that can bring back freedom. People aren't living good, honest, moral lives. I'm not saying that you or individually, I'm not going to point the finger at anybody, but I'm just saying as a whole, America is becoming a very wicked country. As a whole, people aren't engaged in liberty. They're more engaged in how they can party. And that's kind of the problem that we face. All right. Cruz lands big in Wisconsin primary. And the big term from the mainstream press and Ted Cruz campaign about this, Kurt, is it's called the tipping point, they say. Do you want to respond to that? Are we at the tipping point? Is Trump done and Cruz on the rise?
You know, I don't think so. Let me tell you why. Presidential primaries. There's a number of them that are coming up that are, you know, basically northeastern states, including New York. And as far as I know, according to the numbers, those are all a big time, 20 or 30 point margins right now for Trump. But I will say this, when you look at that win by Cruz in Wisconsin, what they call the Badger State, it was a, you know, 50+% for Cruz. Or, yeah, that's right, 50+% for Cruz. The Drudge Boys called it Bernie and Ted's excellent Wisconsin adventure. It's a little takeoff of a particular movie that I've never seen and I don't really expect to see. But I guess Bernie pulled it out as well. But I see Trump running the table on the next four or five big ones there, including California. And, you know, it'll be, I think, if he's not at the 1237, he'll be very, very close. Whereas Ted, you know, will be, say 800 or so. That's my prediction.
All right, there you go. I think you're correct on that. I think that the mainstream press, the Republican inside party, and Ted Cruz want to call it a tipping point. The mainstream called it a tipping point, but I don't believe so. Now, Donald Trump had blistering comments to make about this, Kurt. And this is, again, part of the reason that Donald Trump does so well, but it's also part of the reason that he has so much trouble, and that is this. Trump says, Donald J. Trump withstood the onslaught of the Republican establishment again. Lion Ted Cruz had the governor of Wisconsin, many conservative talk show hosts, and the entire party apparatus behind him. The Trump campaign further went on to accuse Cruz of coordinating with his super PAC in violation of federal election laws. Not only was he, quote, propelled by the anti-Trump super PACs spending countless millions of dollars on false advertising against Mr. Trump, but he was coordinating with his own super PACs, which is illegal. That's interesting, to say the least.
Well,
they say that these PACs totally control Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is, quote, worse than a puppet. He's a Trojan horse being used by the party bosses attempting to steal the nomination away from Mr. Trump. Now, here's the problem with all that. Curtin, no evidence was really provided for the Donald Trump claims. However, I believe that Trump is pretty much right. I do believe that's been happening, Kurt, but there's, unless you're going to bring forth the proof, it's pretty hard to make those allegations stick. And what's that going to do to the Trump campaign? Are the American people going to say, you know what, we agree? Or are the American people going to say, you know what, there's no evidence for this, you're off the rails, Trump. Where's it going to go? I believe the American people will stick with Trump because I believe we all know that it's rotten in Denmark. We just can't put our finger on the facts because there is too many rules, guidelines, manipulations that make it impossible for us to know. For example, they've got this bundling stuff where you can't even really trace the money. You've got somehow this attack on Cruz, this attack on Trump, and you don't even know where the attacks really came from and by who. You got so many, quote, third parties, and it's very tough to know who's really with and who's really behind whom in these battles, Kurt. So the allegations, I believe, personally, have some legitimacy to them. Whenever we dig, we find out Trump's got a source of truth. But yet proving it and getting the mainstream press to tell the tale of reality on this and or dot, you know, crossing the I's, dotting the T's, connecting the dots, very tough. Your thoughts?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And it makes me think of the deal that I've had to sign about every campaign that's, you know, that basically comes up. Whenever I sign up to run for office, you know, and it was the same this time as before, but they have this little thing that's, what is it? It's elective. So, in other words, it's not required that you sign it, but it's called the Fair Campaigning, I don't know if they call it Act in Utah or whatever, but it's this thing that's supposed to make it so that, you know, everybody does plays nice when it comes to campaign. And, you know, at least the campaigns that I've been involved with lately, especially in my city, you know, as far as I can tell, the other guys that signed it don't really read the rules. You know, that's, in my opinion, the same way as this big super PAC kind of stuff is. You know, it's typically made for guys like Ron Paul to be held accountable for, but the insider boys, it won't be for them.
You're right about that, Kurt. Judge Napolitano breaks that down, your exact points, even further. We shall talk about it. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, syndicated by LibertyNewsRadio.com, also syndicated by RepublicBroadcasting.org. Check those broadcast facilities out for incredible talk shows 24/7. RepublicBroadcasting.org, ladies and gentlemen.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. For 2 days following the resumption of classes after spring break, special needs children were shuttled to school and back home in a bus carrying explosives that had been planted in the engine compartment as part of a CIA training exercise. The agency had used the Briarwoods High School, located about a 20-minute drive away from CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, as a training ground for its bomb-sniffing dogs. A small quantity of C4, an explosive putty, was discovered by a mechanic and removed during a routine bus maintenance check. None of the officials involved in the training exercise had noticed that the explosives had gone missing. Although the FBI isn't willing to discuss how it cracked the iPhone's encryption code, the Bureau is now besieged with requests from police agencies for similar help. According to the Guardian of London, a local prosecutor in Arkansas claims that the FBI has agreed to share its closely guarded secret technique to help solve a murder case involving crucial evidence believed to be locked away in an iPhone and an iPod. The Bureau quickly clarified that while it had agreed to provide what it called expert technical assistance, it had not offered to share the methods used to crack the code on an iPhone used by one of the perpetrators of last December's terrorist shooting in San Bernardino. New York County District Attorney Cyrus Vance has asked for Congress to mandate that Apple and other companies make their digital devices accessible to law enforcement agencies. Teachers and administrators in the Chicago public school system are being taught the use of coercive interrogation techniques and to treat their charges as subjects or suspects rather than students or kids. A training session sponsored by the Illinois Principals Association introduced school faculty to the use of the Reed technique and interrogation method widely employed by police officers nationwide. The New Yorker magazine points out that the training included tricks to provoke a response that might indicate guilt, and instructional materials for the Reed technique describe it as designed to obtain an admission of guilt. The workbook provided for Illinois teachers suggests that they lie in order to manipulate students into confessions of misbehavior. Like a growing number of Americans who practice urban homesteading, Nathan Athens has been using his front lawn as a vegetable garden, but now the municipal government of Sugar Creek, Missouri has been trying to shut it down. Last summer, a code enforcement officer issued a citation for having weeds in Athens' garden. Athens and his family paid the fine and plucked the weeds. The city responded by passing a new ordinance requiring that edible vegetation be grown no closer than 30 feet from the street. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby on your radio, brought to you in part by worldaffairsbrief.com. When you want commentary on a troubled world, think worldaffairsbrief.com. And Joel Skousen doing a great job over there. So, Kurt, Judge Napolitano chimes in on your points as well, and he says, look, folks, let's be clear. This is not an election. And what is he talking about? He's talking about the primaries. They're not an election, Kurt. The Republican and Democratic parties are private organizations. Let's be clear about that. This is not an election. And, Kurt, that's right. That's correct. It is not an election. And so Judge Napolitano breaks down the rules or the lack thereof. And he breaks down this reality that, you know what, folks? There's convention rules, but those rules can be changed at the whim of the insiders. There is no check and balance. There is no congressional, executive, and judicial branches. There's just a bunch of hacks at this private organization. Yeah, just because they use the ballot box, that doesn't mean that it's any more of an election. It's not an election, folks. Napolitano breaks down convention rules, and he talks about the bribery that could even take place legally, Kurt. Think about that. Very shocking. You want to comment on this, Kurt? There's Napolitano chiming in.
It's a great point, and it's a good thing to be reminded of, and it's exactly the reason when it comes to the whole party system that, it makes me just kind of want to hurl. The problem with the whole deal is that's how we get the candidates that we're offered. They just don't pretty much show up on the ballot any other way besides this insider Kingman kind of politics program that we've got going on today. I don't think George Washington or Thomas Jefferson, any of those guys would have ever made it today, because they wouldn't have wrestled with the hogs, in my opinion.
I think that's right, and I think, you know, I wish that Judge Napolitano would get together with Tom Woods and a couple of, you know, put together something valuable. The thing is, I don't know that Judge Napolitano and Tom Woods would even be willing to go through the scrutiny and go through the abuse of such a hostile system.
Great point. And at least if there was ever any party I would be for, it would be something like the party to end all parties, or the no party party. I don't know. You know, something to make that point. But, you know, I mean, there was one guy that did it a while back. It was called the, you know, it was the none of the above promotion, where you could basically have put on the ballot that choice, none of the above. And it got a lot of people coming out to vote that basically just wanted to vote none of the above. And if none of the above won, then they always had to have a new election until somebody was actually chosen by the majority above none of the above.
You got that right. Anyway, all I'm telling you is Judge Napolitano breaks it down. Folks, it's not even really the elections at this point. All it is a private group of people who decide who they want to put on the ballot for president. That's all. That's it. It's what it is. And you know, I don't even know who they're going to pick at this point. But I know the battle's on. And I know the insiders are going to pick whoever they want, media involved. All right. We got a sad event that happened last Thursday. Our friend, well-known Utah Patriot, Bert Smith, passed away. And Bert Smith is the owner of Smith & Edwards, the incredible country boy store. Well-known for his support of Patriot causes. He supported us on the radio. He was a big supporter of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. He's a well-known, I don't want to say dairyman. I guess he's a cowboy, I guess, huh, Kurt? He dealt with beef cows and stuff like that.
Ranch owner in northern Nevada. So you'd talk about him as a cattleman. Beef is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
In his case, he and his brother Paul, the way I understand it, have owned a big ranch there. Paul continues with the operation. I guess Paul's a youngster compared to Bert. Bert was 96. Paul's only 90.
So. Yeah, see, Paul's just a youngster. But anyway, they do a fantastic job. And we got an email from Kathy, Bert's wife. She says, so many of you are my friends because you are Bert's friends first. I am so grateful for the 10-plus wonderful years that Bert and I had together. He was an amazing man who loved his God, his family, and his country, and I am honored to be his wife. And then she says this: I know that we're sealed for eternity or married forever. That's what the Mormons, the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, believe is true, that marriage is not just for time. You can go into the temples of our God and be married forever, even after this life. The family can endure beyond the grave. The family is perpetuated beyond the natural death that most people believe. Families are forever. If you receive a sealing by somebody who is anointed and ordained of God to perform such wonderful ordinances on our behalf. Anyway, basically they're saying that Bert's engaged in liberty in heaven on our behalf. Kathy says, my daughter, when she heard about it, yeah, Bert Smith's probably in an emergency meeting with George Washington right now to get things fixed. Bert just slipped away on Thursday night, about 10 o'clock p.m., sitting in his chair. What a blessing to go peacefully after 96 years of hard work and good, faithful living. He loved all of you. Let's just keep on keeping on and never give up. Anyway, and then she gives us the obituary, Kurt. I don't know if you have that handy. But Kathy finishes and says, I love you all and don't plan on giving up either. In other words, we're going to keep on working as Bert would want us to. And Myers Mortuary brought the press release to, or the obituary to us. And the funeral is going to be this Saturday for Bert. And our prayers are with his family. I know they'll miss him. But I also know they all take courage in the fact that he, because of Jesus Christ, lives. Jesus Christ was resurrected, the first fruits who rose from the dead. And we can all live again, and we will be resurrected, as the Christians believe, and I believe as well. We are Christians. That, you know what? We'll live again, and Bert lives because Jesus Christ broke the bands of death on our behalf. And anyway, the guy's done so much in his life, and obituary is quite long. We can't read the whole thing, Kurt, but is there anything you want to bring out about it? I know this. Whenever we'd talk to Bert, he'd say, let me tell you how to make money, people. Never go in debt. Just grow it slow. Just grow it steady. Never go in debt. You want to always collect interest, not pay interest. And he would teach principles like that every time I'd see the guy, Kurt.
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And I did read over the, like you said, rather lengthy obituary, you know, the print up there. They even had, I enjoyed the at the bottom of it, they even had one of those deals where you could post your own message or whatever. So I enjoyed that and did that for us, both you and I. As I read through it, one of the things at least that I wanted to highlight today that fits now, I believe, is that we believe this day, April 6th, is actually the Savior Jesus Christ's birthday. And so, I know there's those of you out there that disagree with that or think it's a different day, but just so that you know, it's a good day to talk about Bert Smith's passing, you know, in my opinion, and Jesus's birthday. But when you look at Bert Smith and the life that he lived and the I think we've known him for,
25 years or more?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, somewhere in that range. And, he's always been a good influence, a good example. As you mentioned, he talked about in the obituary, Bert's service to his country, how he felt bad about having to head off to war and leave his first wife and little children, but how she hung in there and did the best she could with like $85 a month or whatever it was back then. Of course, back then the $85 would be
Quick pause. We'll talk more about it in seconds. This is Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite radio station.
So, seen any good movies lately?
No, not really.
Why do you say it like that?
It's just that those movie trailers are so deceptive. You know, like, I'll see a commercial for something that looks like a really fun romantic comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go to the theater, and, well, that's $7.50 I'll never see again.
Disappointed?
Disgusted is a better word. Hey, I did finally find a way to know a movie's content before I go see it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's this website, PluggedInMag.com, lets me choose the movies I want to see intelligently. Tells me what's good about a movie, what's bad. Not only that, but it does the same thing with music and TV shows. What's wrong?
Well, we just walked out of a movie last week. Makes me wish I'd checked it out first. Plugged In, huh?
PluggedInMag.com. Make sure you get the address right.
Visit PluggedInMag.com for current movie, music, and television reviews. PluggedInMag.com, helping you navigate through the maze of popular culture.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You got to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt, talking about Bert Smith. Good friend, well-known patriot in Utah, passes away. So, Kurt, you were saying that in World War what, II?
Yeah, it was, I'm not sure if I remember right the exact war, but the bottom line was he got the... You know, I mean, called the service, and he did his part, and he said he basically felt bad about leaving his young wife and children to fend for themselves, but that she had done very well, and she had made sure that on the meager amount that they had at that time to live on, that they could. And he was on his return, you know, he went into business with the ranch there in northern Nevada. This is what's, of course, been the driving force or part of the driving force about his work in the battle to protect freedom when it comes to your federal or your lands and that kind of things. And his efforts at the store there, Smith and Edwards, where their motto is, "We've got anything if we can find it," you know, something like that. And a great place to visit, kind of reminds you of the good old hometown feeling. And I know we always enjoyed visiting there, and we'll continue to enjoy it. As far as I understand, according to the obituary, his son is continuing on running that, and they have 100 or so great employees that do great work there. But you know,
now how much money a week did she live on, Kurt? $85? I mean, a month?
I think it was $85 a month. But the point was, at least to me, one of the points that wasn't spoken in the obituary, but you can find these little tidbits if you just hunt for them, was think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Think $85 a month. How in the world could they have done that? Well, here's what you've got to remember. What was our money like then? This man was born 96 years ago, so 1920. Our money at that time was basically silver dollars. So you take 85 silver dollars that now would cost you about $20 each one. You're talking about $1,700, $1,800 a month. You know, somewhere in that range.
Now, how much? So, how many silver dollars?
Well, if you take 80 times 2 or 20, $20 a piece, then you get $1,600, right, Sam?
No, I'm totally lost.
Well, In other words, each dollar is now $20 of ours.
Yeah, but
if you're going to buy a silver dollar.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Yeah. The price of silver is manipulated, Kurt.
Well, you're right. But
and I'm so if you figure it out that way, it's way less money. If you figure it out the way I think it ought to be figured out, which is about 35 times the difference. And the reason I say that is a dollar used to be a dollar.
Yes.
Now follow me. A dollar used to be a dollar, a silver dollar. You can't really ask exactly what you could buy a silver dollar for now just because they're suppressing that price. The way you gotta the way you gotta look at it differently in my mind is it's worth about 3 cents, if you will, in manipulated currency. We've got, in other words, like a 97% whatever inflation. So I always times it by 35 to get my number, Kurt.
Yeah, and, you know, you got...
Now, here's what's interesting. What happens if you do 85 times 35, Kurt?
Yeah, that's right. 35 times 80, you know, I mean, if it was $100, it'd be $3,500 a month.
Yeah, do 85 times 35.
The key point...
I'll figure it out for you. Hold on.
You know, the money was different. And then you look at, these are folks that lived, you know, very frugally. They lived out on the range, you know, when you compare it to, like down here where we're visiting.
It's $2,975, Kurt.
Yeah.
A lot different than $3,500, though. It's just under $3,000. And believe it or not, if you translate that, it's about what the average American makes, Kurt.
Yeah. Good point.
It wasn't a big salary if you look at it in today's dollars, and that's the reason I'm doing this, is because it's a lot more than the $1,700-$1,800 of the suppressed price of silver. It's a lot more than that, but it's also a decent wage. It's not like she was getting rich, but she wasn't poor, and she was grateful for it, and it did their family fine. And we really need to kind of think about that in terms of money, and that's why the return of honest money, something that Bert Smith truly advocated for, is so important, Kurt.
Yeah, it's a great point, Sam. And, you know, then, of course, you couple it with what I call country living, you know, in their case with their own cattle, you know, then you're not heading to the store to buy beef. You know, you're not heading to the store probably to buy most vegetables. You grow them in your garden. You do those kind of things. You know, these people were frugal kind of folks, and yet they lived what I'd call a good life. You know, and I look at, I'm sure that they were on hundreds of acres, and they didn't have too many fences right next to their house, whereas here we're here in Henderson, Nevada, where they're doing a lot of building of homes, but... Each little house is on less than, in my opinion, less than a quarter of an acre. And, you know, they're really nicely built, that kind of thing, but they're just small space, maybe an eighth of an acre, if that much. And you buy them for $400,000 or somewhere in that range for a 2,500 square foot house. You know, the Smiths, I suppose, you know, would have bought their house in the hundreds of dollar range, you know, at that time. And, you know, things were different then. But
and if you want to get a comparison now, if you want to, you know, do that, Kurt, what you would do in my mind is divide by 35 to get kind of an idea. When you say a $400,000 house divided by 35, what's that? And that'll kind of help you understand in their perspective. Now, you could say, Sam, your 35 number's not really usable. And I'm just telling you that I've done a ton of research on this, and the price of silver fluctuates, the price of gold fluctuates. If you figure it out on gold, it's more like 70, 80 times. But I think both are on the extremes based on the way they manipulate things. But it's amazing how many times if you take whatever the number was back then, meaning before fiat currency really took inflation to extremes, and you know, compare it to, say, a hamburger at a restaurant or anything that's really comparable, bread or whatever item you want to use, it's fascinating how close 35 actually works. I've played with that number forever. I think it's about, on average, about 35 times. And that's just my best guess from a lot of research number that I can come up with. But it's fascinating to watch when you figure that out. What is 400,000 divided by 35? I'll get that and tell you, Kurt.
All right. But anyway, hats off to Mr. Bert Smith. Great example to us and so many others at his passing at the age of 96. And, you know, also we tip our hat to his wife, now Kathy Smith, a great lady who's, you know, took good care of Bert in his later years and, you know, has done so much good. You know, hats off to her and all her family there. And we pay our condolences are offered.
$11,428 is what it comes out to when you divide 400,000 by 35, Kurt. And amazingly enough, that's what nice houses costed back then. Most people might have a smaller, simpler home, but the homes you're talking about they build now, Kurt, are elaborate. They may be 2,500 square feet. Usually they're double, triple what the homes were built back then size-wise oftentimes, unless you can afford a mansion. And when you talk about running water, indoor plumbing, modern fancy self-cleaning ovens, fancy Corian countertops, you know, air conditioning, central air, water softeners, all the different features that everybody expects today, dishwashers, everything, you know, ratchets up the cost of that big time. So it was an expensive house back then, if you will. Most people would build their home from anywhere from $800 to $8,000, depending on the details of the home. But our extravagance now exceeds, and the size exceeds most homes back then by far. I'll just give you an example. I got a six-bedroom, three-bathroom house. It's not that big. It's about 2,300 square feet. For me and my wife and eight children, that's not, you know, a huge house. Nevertheless, you know what? My wife's mother, my mother-in-law, she grew up with a bunch of kids in a house. They only had one bathroom in their house growing up. So there's a big sea change in what our expectations are, Kurt, in terms of our living and everything else. But it's fascinating. When you use that 35 number, you can pretty much, across the board, some of it doesn't work out perfectly. Like, how do you compare cars? The cars are much more elaborate and fancy than they used to be also. I mean, for example, AC is almost in every car now. When I was a kid, AC wasn't even common in cars. And I was born right around when the inflation belligerence started. It's hard to compare a car to a buggy or a horse and a wagon or whatever you want to say, a buckboard or whatever. You know, it's hard to compare those things. But there are a lot of things that can be compared. And 35 is a pretty good number. If you just take whatever you're buying today, divide it by 35 and put it in their perspective, it's certainly fascinating, to say the least. But they say that a dollar today is only worth about 3 cents in real, honest money, honest weights and measures money value. A dollar is only worth about 3 cents. All right, there you have it. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. LibertyRoundtable.com, RepublicBroadcasting.org, This Nation Shall Endure.